going around and around. Yeah, thank you for those who are joining us by YouTube live stream. This is Grace Christian Center, St. Joseph, Michigan. I'm Pastor Ron, and we are streaming live for you. Praise the Lord. If you're in the facility today and you have your phones hooked up to our internet, it'd be a good idea to take them off of there if you can. Give us a little more bandwidth. It's always helpful. We just love to bring our services out to those who are able to watch by YouTube, so we welcome. Let's pray today and go to the Lord in prayer as we begin. Father, we just thank you for those who have gathered here together with us today and those who are joining us through the technology and means there. We thank you, Lord, for eternal life that we have through Christ Jesus and his work on the cross, his death, burial, and resurrection. We thank you, Lord, for the cleansing of the blood of Jesus that causes our sins to be forgiven and for our righteousness to be fully, fully restored, empowered, and released through us. We thank you, Lord, for this time together. We pray our hearts would be open, our ears open to what you're saying to the church today. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Today I want to impart to you and activate in you and mobilize in you the special grace that God has for you and me in this new season that we find ourselves in and we find ourselves experiencing now. We're living in a different time than we once was. How many know things have changed? They've changed. And it's a different season of life. Things are not the same as they were. Sometimes that's good, and other times that's really challenging. But we see in the Bible, it's always good to read the Bible, especially in times of difficulty. Read the Bible. And but in the Bible, each time the people of God or the family of God found themselves in difficult times or changing times, there was a special grace given to them and their leaders for deliverance, for protection, and for provision that enables them and teaches them not only to survive, but also to thrive in the season of life in which they live. And they actually expend their energy, and the result is that their dominion increases. Say dominion increases.
Dominion.
For the family of God in every season. Yeah. And you find that their dominion increases and their rule strengthens. Can you name some people in the Bible, in the family of God, that were in some difficult circumstances and God gave special grace that season for them to be delivered and for them to be protected and for them to expand their areas of influence and dominion, and actually they came out better on the other side than they were in the beginning? Can you name somebody? Joseph. Joseph got a strategy from the Lord in a famine. He had an anointing to acquire and sustain uncommon wealth and to distribute it at a strategic time when the family of God needed to be saved. How many know that when Israel cried out in Egypt, God gave a special grace to a man called Moses and his brother Aaron to go down there and beat up on the people who had sequestered the people of God? How many know when you pray for deliverance, sometimes there's some awful things that have to come as a shaking to get you out of where you are. So when we're praying for deliverance, don't be surprised at some of the things that go on to bring us out. Because God wants to bring us out to bring us in, right? He brought them out, brought them over, brought them in. And God's doing the same thing in this era in which we have transitioned. How many know we've entered a new era in the earth? It's a worldwide change in era. It's epic. There's a huge change that has happened in the earth, and there's a special grace that's coming to us. And from Genesis to Revelation, there are stories of the nations of other gods that rise and fall, rise and fall, rise and fall. How many have heard that story? And where are the Canaanites today? I don't know. They're beating up on the family of God at one time. Where are all those Philistines? Where's those Romans? They roamed around, and then they weren't, right? The Byzantines, you know. You just go back through. Where'd that Soviet Socialist Union, that powerful, it isn't anymore. Amen? Amen. And so there's, from Genesis to Revelation, you see a nation's rising and falling, but you see the family of God enduring throughout all generations. Turn to somebody and say, we're still here. Hallelujah. We're still here. Our forefathers survived the dark ages. They were dark. They were some dark times, brother. And the family of God made it through the dark ages. Hallelujah. Amen. And they made it through the degradation of the church. Old Martin Luther, he survived it. Amen. He came out on glory to God. And we're all here. Amen. So no matter what happens in the earth, the family of God comes through. Because God is faithful to his people. And there's a special grace. I've got it. It's been downloaded to me. I can impart it to you, activate it in you, mobilize it in you. There's a special grace in this season for the family of God to have the power of heaven on them in such a way as to be delivered, be protected, and be provided for, miraculously, supernaturally, if needed. But I'm telling you, the family of God is increasing. It's an ever-increasing kingdom. We're increasing our dominion. We're increasing our influence. We're increasing. Amen. Because the Bible says so, and I believe that. Hallelujah. So we do not have a destiny of death or extinction. We have a destiny of multiplying and filling the earth. You know, I don't know how much of it will happen in my lifetime. I may get a time out in heaven for part of it until Jesus returns with all his saints and we rule and reign forever and ever. But I'm in the ever-increasing kingdom, and I'm in the family of God that endures, and I'm in the destiny of life, not death. Hallelujah. And so I might as well get a hold of it now through the promise of God and begin to live out what we sang about in the previous worship service. If you're not joining us live at 10 o'clock in the building here for praise and worship, you ought to. We touched the hem of his garment today, and we were made perfectly whole, just like it says in Matthew 14 at the end of the chapter. As many as touched him, we're made perfectly whole. I hope you're touching God today. And I know he's touching you. Amen. But in Hebrews chapter 6 and verses 13 through 15, it says this. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. I like it when God makes a divine proclamation, when he makes a prophecy that is not conditional, but is just based on his own promise, and it's going to come to pass. And he said, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And then he went on to say, there will be ups and downs. Things will happen in your life. There'll be bad times and good times. No, he didn't say that. He just stopped right there at the blessing. He said, blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I'll multiply you. You say, well, Brother Ron, what are all the ups and downs about? Well, I think the ups and downs are about me not really believing the promise, not really activating the promise, not really mobilizing the promise, you know, and our lack of belief and appropriation. But it's not about a weakness in the promise. I think the promise of God is very strong here. And can you say amen a little louder? It would help you. There you go. Praise the Lord for that. And in verse 15, and so after he had patiently what? Endured, he obtained the promise. Amen. How many are going to patiently endure and obtain the promise? Glory to God. See lots of hands up. And I hear lots of amens. Amen. So there's a family of God that not only survives, but is provided for, and their dominion increases, and their influence increases, and their rule strengthens over time. I don't know about you, but when I look at the church worldwide, there's more people who get the gospel of the kingdom today than ever before. If I looked in the 1950s and tried to find how many people worldwide in the family of God actually get it, that God has empowered us and has an expectation in the commandment of us to go into all the world. How many people can see with me today, more people get that today than got it then? I believe that. No matter where I go on YouTube around the world, any time of day, I can find preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ who will save your soul to eternity, and the gospel of the kingdom, which is now and then. I find people who get this, who are preaching this, and who are actually living this in this time. And I'm very encouraged that the people of God are not only surviving, they're thriving and moving forward. I see, I'm looking now, I'm even looking into the camera and I can see you where you are watching me, but I see around this place, I see the glory of God on you. I see the glory of God on you. There is a voice from heaven in these days saying, arise, shine, for the glory of your Lord has risen upon you. Arise, shine. I see the glory on you. And you're living, and I am living in Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2. That's right, where we're living. It says this. Let me read this to you and listen to it. You've heard this hundreds of times in this season, but I want you to hear it today for the very first time. And I want it to actualize in your life. I want it to activate, and then I want it to mobilize in your life at a new level, in a new way, in a new day. The Bible says this in Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2. Arise. Turn to your neighbor and say, come on now, get up.
Come on now, get up.
Get out of the fatigue of this season. There's a fatigue that's going on. If you haven't noticed it, this is the time when Daniel says power was given to the devil to wear out the saints. One time I said to God, God, why did you give the devil power to wear out the saints? He said, who said I gave him the power? The Bible doesn't say I gave him the power. It says power was given unto him. That it's you that's given him that power, not me. Forgive us, Lord, for believing that you are trying to wear us out. God's not trying to. His glory is on you. You're not wore out. You're shining. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody and say, get up, rise up. Get out of oppression. Get out of depression. Get out of fear. Get out of fatigue. Get up. Get up. Rise up. Get up. Rise up. Rise up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be seated. Thank you. If you can. Hallelujah. If you want to. Maybe you just want to stand. arise. Then after you arise, what do you do?
Shine!
Begin to get the joy of the Lord again.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
Shine a little bit.
Yes.
Amen. Quit groveling. I heard a sermon on the joy of the Lord. He was a Seventh-day Adventist. Do you think the Seventh-day Adventist can preach the word of the Lord? He did. He preached on how the joy of the Lord brings healing and strength and sound mind. And he said, take a piece of cardboard and write down 10 things you're thankful for. And begin to thank God every day instead of molly grubbing around. Begin to praise God. Bless the Lord. Praise God with all that's in me. Bless his holy name. And forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. He preached on that. He preached that the joy of the Lord was your strength. He preached on the garment of praise. He preached me happy. Glory to God. And I began to shine at another level, because I had heard the word of the Lord that we not only rise, but we shine. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody and smile. Let them see your shine. I see the shine on Jeremy's head. I have noticed that he's so cleanly shaven there. That when I sit here, I can have a vision right off the stage. See how much fun it is to be in the body of Christ? It's a joy to be with you. It's a joy to be with you. It's a joy to be with Jesus. So he says, arise, shine. Why? For the glory of your Lord is risen on you. The glory of the Lord rises upon you. If something is rising, what's it doing? It's increasing in strength, right? Your glory today is more than your glory yesterday. It's rising. It's rising. I see the glory of God on you, and it's not only on you, but it's rising on you. As you rise, it rises. When I get up in the morning, the glory of God gets up on me and continues on me. And rises higher and higher. Amen. The glory of God. And then he says, see? See? Darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the people. So you don't have to ignore the fact that there's stuff out there outside my, what I call my alternate universe. I live in here in the kingdom of God. And out there in the world, he said, go into all the world. So we got to go there. But the only way to go there is to follow him who is the light of the world and be light in darkness, right? We don't go into darkness. We go into where the dark is and light it up. Hallelujah. He says, see, darkness covers the earth, thick darkness over the people, but the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears upon you. There's going to be an appearing of God in your life wherever you go. I see it now, but it's going to increase. There'll be an appearing of God over you. And there'll be an establishing of a fear-free zone wherever I go. You can say that with me. Wherever I go, the glory of God establishes a fear-free zone. You can say that fast. Fear-free. And a faith-filled zone. Where we will see his glory revealed in new and stunning ways we never believed possible. Can I hear an amen?
Yeah.
I'm very excited about it. I'm really excited about this for you. I'm anticipating testimonies of stunning things. Things happening that you never imagined could happen. And it's an establishing of your protection, your provision, and your prosperity. I release to you the the glory of God. This special grace. There's a special grace. I mean, no, people could, they couldn't get out of Egypt without something special coming on the leaders. And something special coming to them. Something special had to happen. And the angels of heaven had to get involved somehow, or that water would not have stood up on both sides for them to walk across on dry ground. Come on now. They didn't do that. Moses did what God said to do, lift the staff. Raise your hand, you know, speak a word, whatever little thing God tells you to do, do that little thing. And God will do a big thing beyond your imagination. The Bible says that he opens his hand and satisfies his children with good things. Psalm 104:28. Father, right now, open your hand, satisfy your children with good things. Hallelujah. Oh, I see the hand of God opening. I said, there's a silver gray cloud in here. The glory cloud is here. Hallelujah. It's over you. Glory to God. Psalm 68:19 says similarly, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. I'm so loaded with God's benefits, sometimes I stoop over. It's hard to carry them. Amen. Glory to God. I was worshiping the Lord over there, and I about fell over today. And I swung my hand around like that. Suddenly, I'm going backwards. I'm thinking, man, you can't fall down. You're going to preach later. John 1:16 says this, and of his fullness, we have all received grace for grace. Hallelujah. We've all received grace for grace. Have you received? Open your hands. I'm going to dump it on you right now. Father, I release the special grace for this season of life right now to the people of God. Let them receive grace for grace right now in Jesus' name. Give them this shot of grace from heaven, the special grace for this special season, a difficult season, but a give them this grace right now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6:1 says, and then as workers together with him, also we plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. In other words, don't. You just opened your hands and got a download from heaven. Don't receive it for no purpose or no result or no action. So see, I impart it to you. I activate it in you. But then you got to go mobilize it, right? You've got to do something. He says in verse 2, for he says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you. God has heard your groanings just as he heard the groanings of the children of Israel. And he's done something about it. He shifted the heavens. He's brought the glory. He's brought the blessing. He's brought the grace. It is here and now for you to receive.
Amen.
God has responded to your call and to your cry. It says, and in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Turn to somebody and say, today's the day of salvation. God's here to help. Amen. Glory to God. He says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. God's always in the now. He's not a tomorrow may come God. He's always now. Hallelujah. You can live in the glory now. As God comes to us as his partners, Paul says this in another translation. As we partner with you, we beg you not to accept this marvelous gift of God's kindness and then ignore it. Wow. Don't ignore this. Don't let this go in one ear and out the other. You know, get this in you. Get it down in you. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive the sufficiency of the grace of God in every area of our life and for every event that will happen until we fulfill our days. And in the end of our time here on earth, we'll receive the grace required for the transition into eternity, waiting for our glorified body, if that should be. Sometimes it'll happen as an accident. Sometimes it'll happen in martyrdom. Trust me, if you're martyred, you won't feel a thing. I don't think Stephen felt a thing. I think he looked up into heaven, saw the Lord standing on the right, and he just left his body. They stoned a body that didn't have a spirit, probably in the end, or a soul. And also, I'm believing to go peacefully. Quick up and out at the time, right? Hallelujah. But whatever way it goes, our grace in this life and in grace for the transition. I impart to you the living, growing grace of God more today than yesterday. And I command you to receive it and to grow in. Let this grace, this special grace for this season, let it come on you today and let it grow in you. Let it grow in you. You therefore, beloved, since you knew this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It was the admonition of Peter. Grow, grow, grow. Don't ignore it and let it grow. The grace that I've imparted to you is a grace that will enable you and a grace that will teach you. Let me give you two scriptures. 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to make all grace abound toward you. That's a good word. He can make it happen. Thank God he can break through your dullness. He can break through my timidity, my unbelief, my reluctance, my whatever it is. He can make it come to you, and he will make it come to you right now. That you always having all sufficiency. See that? All sufficiency. All resource, all connection. Everything you need is in this grace that I've released to you. That you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance more than you need for every good work. Because you got to do some things for some other people. That's how this works. That's how the grace grows. So I impart to you a grace that not only enables you and supplies you, according to 2 Corinthians 9:8, but this is a grace, listen to me, teach you and purify you so that you don't stink up your life and disqualify yourself and frustrate the grace of God. Did you know this grace can be frustrated? It can be disannulled. It can be thwarted. The tap can be squeezed off by things in your life that are unpleasing to the Spirit of grace. Let me know that grace comes by the Spirit of God, which you do not want to grieve. And then, so the second scripture I'll give you on this grace that I'm imparting to is Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. Verse 11 says this, for the grace of God that brings salvation. How many have been crying out to God, save us from this? Amen. Save us in this time. Deliver us, oh God. And lots of other things besides COVID and whatever else is going around. Amen. So save us. So the grace that brings salvation, that's the grace I just imparted to you. The grace that brings salvation has appeared to all men. What's it appear like? It appears like the glory of God on you. The arise, shine, type of glory. Teaching us, verse 12, Titus 2:12. So this grace is a grace that not only enables for all sufficiency in all things to abound every good work, but it also teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Early in your childhood, early in your life, you were taught the pleasures of sin for a season. Now the Spirit of grace teaches you the penalty of that stupidity.
Right.
And you suddenly become teachable in this grace that the things you have done that displease the Spirit of grace actually cut you off from the promise of God coming to pass as fast as God would like it to. And that's the goodness of God that brings repentance.
Yeah.
You see, God wants to reveal to us that denying ungodliness and living righteously will bring the activation of the grace of God, the mobilization of the grace of God in our lives.
Amen.
I'm going to preach a sermon pretty soon. I'm warming up to it on silencing the voice of the wayfarer. Silencing the voice of the wayfarer. Stay tuned. Amen. So verse 13, it says, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself a special people zealous of good works. Why does everybody always put this verse in the future? I'm telling you, I'm living in a blessed hope. I'm hoping things today are going to get really, really good. Hallelujah. I'm hoping that answers to prayers are coming today. I'm hoping that things are going to change in my life. I'm hoping that schools will be open in this area. I'm hoping that stores will be open in this area. I'm hoping that youth groups will live again. Amen. I'm hoping that churches will be open full blast. Amen. I'm hoping that jobs and dinner pail jobs will come to Southwest Michigan, and that the unemployment rate in our region will be lower than any place else, because the glory of God is changing the situation.
Yes.
Kids are going to go back to school. People are going to go back to work.
Yes.
Work is going to revive.
Yes.
Why? Because the glory of the Lord has appeared.
Yes.
I see it.
Yes.
I see it. So this is not only future, but it's now. Don't frustrate the glory of God, but appropriate the glory of God. Don't frustrate, appropriate. Don't do things that frustrate the grace of God. Paul said this, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace. If righteousness came by the law, then Christ died in vain. In other words, it's not about working your own righteousness. It's about letting righteousness work in you and through you. How do I mobilize? I'll close with this. How do I mobilize the grace of God? Through praise and thanksgiving. You got to be thankful. You got to be praising. We just did that for an hour at 10 o'clock this morning. I'm telling you, we shifted into a glorious praise that is amazing. That the garment of the Lord came down, and as many as touched that garment were made perfectly whole. Amen. Acts 20, verse 32, I'll end with this. Now I commit you to God and the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I bless you with a special grace for this season. It will give you strategies. It will give you plans. It will give you connection. It will give you ideas. I was talking to somebody yesterday that said, I know what I'm going to do if the schools don't open. I'm going to just do it myself. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It was what I was hearing. I was hearing a determined person who is determined no matter what's going on, they're going to live in the grace of God. And the powers of heaven are going to help them. And we're going to see our dominion increase, our influence increase, and the joy of the Lord will be your strength. So I release right now to you a desire to mobilize this special grace and to believe God that he's going to increase your dominion, increase your authority and rule, increase your protection and provision, and you will endure and receive all that God has for you in this new season of his glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We'll go ahead and leave our broadcast. And may God's richest and best be yours, which is always found in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.